United Airlines will offer new service from Springfield Branson National Airport to Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport beginning June 8th. Tom Babick, chairman of the airport's board of directors, says the new service is the airport's 13th nonstop destination. The average number of nonstop destinations for a city similar in size to Springfield, according to Babick, is 9.
This is another milestone in the history of the airport and our entire community.
Airport Director Brian Weiler says the new service will add 36,000 new seats into our market, a 30% increase in seat capacity for United, and a 6% increase in seats overall for the Springfield Airport. He says the addition of a destination from Springfield points to the growth of the airport and the region. According to Weiler, the airline industry is coming out of an economic period of instability and change and is very reluctant to add new routes and seat capacity.
So the fact that United Airlines is doing this in Springfield is further recognition of an improving local economy, investing in our future.
Weiler points to growing passenger numbers at the airport, a record 950,000 last year, and says 2017 is trending that way as well. January passenger numbers were up 7%. He hopes to surpass the million mark this year. Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Matt Morrow says the new service to Houston will allow the airport to have an average of 28 daily departures to 6 major airline hubs, which he calls, quote, critical to the future growth of our region.
This announcement is both the result of and a key contributor to our economic growth and expansion as a region. It would not be happening but for the fact that this is a growing and vibrant place.
He says the new service will allow the city to be more competitive in attracting jobs. Springfield Mayor Bob Stevens says the addition of the new service to Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport offers Springfield travelers access to United's second largest hub and its gateway to Latin America. Tickets for the new service are already for sale. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.